You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. I read, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Now, brethren, I want you to note that the Bible didn't say, Jesus didn't say, "Not everyone who says, 'Lord, Lord.'" He said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord.'" In other words, the category of people that Jesus is warning here are people that when they are saying, "Lord, Lord," they are referring to the Lord Jesus. They are not referring to a strange God. And in their mind, they believe that they are following Jesus. In their mind, they believe that they are serving Jesus. That's why they call him Lord, Lord. But Jesus made it very clear. It is not what you are saying. It is what you are doing. It is what you do that truly reveals what you believe. It's not what you say. It is what you do. You can confess. You can say, "I confess Jesus." You can say, "I believe in Jesus." But your action will reveal whether you believe in Jesus or not. So please pay attention to your action, not simply to your words. If your confession does not match your doings, you are in deception. He says, "But he who do the will of my Father in heaven." That's another critical matter. It is not about doing. It is about doing the will of the Father. It's not about confessing. You can confess anything you like. If you are not doing the will of the Father, in little details, in major issues, in any issue, you are already in deception. Jesus is warning us. He said it is those that do the will of the Father, not those that say, "This is me. This is me. He cannot talk to me that way." It is not those people that are going to be with Jesus. It is only those that do the will of the Father. Not those that do the will of their pastor, not those that do the will of their denomination, not those that do the will of their man of God, but those that do the will of the Father in heaven. Please be very clear of what Jesus is saying. The reason I'm warning like this is because Jesus said, "Many will say to me, 'In that day,'" there is a day when there will no longer be remedy. There is a day coming when there will not be chance for repentance. There is a day that you won't have second chance. That day, what you say on that day will not matter. So don't let anybody deceive you. He said many. That is very fearful. If he has said some, that is even worrisome. But to say many, this is fearful. It means that now many are professing Jesus, but they are not doing the will of the Father in heaven. Many are heading straight to hell, but they assume that they are going to heaven. And so I warn you that Jesus said, it is those that do the will of the Father. Look at what these people accomplished. They prophesied in his name, cast out demons in his name, done many wonderful works in his name. Do you think those people didn't believe they were born again? And yet Jesus said, "I will declare unto them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you that practice lawlessness.'" That's why ministry is not about prophesying, casting out demons as one. Ministry is about you personally, first of all, obeying the will of the Father in heaven every day and consistently in your life. May the Lord give you wisdom. For counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.